Thank you. It's truly an honor to be here tonight. I would like to congratulate the other inductees, Mark Messier, Ron Francis, and Al McGinnis for their exceptional achievements. I'm honored to be in such great company. Congratulations to Jim Gregory as well for his induction and everything he has done for this great game of hockey. I would like to thank the selection committee for this incredible honor. It's something my family and I will cherish forever. Thank you to Bill Hay and the entire staff at the Hockey Hall of Fame for making this weekend a memorable one for all of us. Growing up, I was lucky enough to be sandwiched between two very athletic brothers. There was always competition in our house, whether it was ping pong, football, or hockey, often in my mom's living room. We loved to skate on the rink in our backyard and play road hockey whenever we could. Every day with my brothers was preparation for playing in the National Hockey League. Thank you, Jeff and Michael. I share this honor with you. I would like to thank my parents, Mary and Larry Stevens. Without their endless support and many sacrifices, I would not be standing here today. They always found a way to encourage me and my brothers in our love for hockey, whether it's making sure we had the equipment we needed or getting us to the arena in the wee hours of the morning. Mom and Dad, thank you. Because of their dedication and support, I was able to play junior A hockey for the Kitchener Rangers in my hometown. This was a remarkable team of talented individuals, many of which went on to play in the National Hockey League, including my fellow inductee, Al McGinnis. We were a cohesive and focused team that went on to win the Memorial Cup, which was the first highlight of my career as a hockey player. I'd like to thank David Poyle and Brian Murray for drafting me to the Washington Capitals. As a rookie defenseman on the Washington Capitals, I was fortunate to play alongside Brian Englem, who was a great mentor. Those first 8 years in Washington were a great time of growth for me. As a team, we were able to reach the playoffs for the first time in franchise history, as well as the next 7 years while I was a Washington Capital. I also want to thank the many fans in Washington for their endless support. I'd like to thank the St. Louis Blues organization for the special season in St. Louis and the people of St. Louis for their kindness to my family and I. Words can't express the gratitude and respect I have for Lou Lamoriello. I'd like to thank Lou and the late Dr. McMullen for bringing me to New Jersey in 1991 and giving me a chance to win. At that time, we had just settled in St. Louis with two children under the age of two and did not want to move again. But as my wife Donna always says, everything happens for a reason. And it did. After 13 seasons and three Stanley Cups, we have many friends and have chosen to make New Jersey our home. Thank you, Lou. I want to thank the entire New Jersey Devil organization, the Devil's ownership, led by Jeff Vanderbeek, is second to none. The front office staff, training staff, doctors, and people behind the scenes, all excellent people who have treated my family and I first class in every way. Thank you. I want to thank my many coaches and teammates in New Jersey, Jacques Lemaire, Larry Robinson, Pat Burns, all were incredible teachers who had a tremendous impact on our team. I was privileged to win three Stanley Cups with Sergei Breland, Marchand Brodeur, Ken Danico, and Scott Niedermeyer. They and many other teammates throughout the years made going to the rink and competing each day enjoyable. Hockey is a team sport, and you don't get to the Hall of Fame without great coaches, teammates, and I thank them all. I've thanked a lot of people tonight, but something this special would not be possible without my incredible wife, Donna. How many people have the good fortune of falling in love with their high school sweetheart and being able to spend the rest of their life with them? I'm lucky to be that one of those people. I was able to become the best player I could be because I knew she was always there, not only for me, but for my three beautiful children, Caitlin, Ryan, and Kara. Together we have received the greatest gift of all, our family. Thank you.